107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's another great weekend at Wildwood Conservation Area with lots happening on Saturday. Joining us on the phone line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority is Emily Chandler. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And Emily, did you get caught in that rain yesterday? My goodness.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
Definitely did.
Well, it's been that kind of a July for sure. How did last weekend go with the big events with the snakes and whatnot?
Yeah, so last weekend rain definitely was a part of the show, but we were able to hold both events indoors, and they went really, really well. We had over 100 people come out to see the sensational snakes. And from what I'm told, it went really well.
you didn't get too close to the snakes.
Show.
Yeah, fair enough. But it looks like we got an absolutely terrific weekend. Sunshine in the forecast for Saturday. And if you're a bird lover, big events happening on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. So at 10 a.m., we have Wild Ontario joining us, which is a really neat organization. They actually have birds that are no longer able to be in the wild. And they use them to teach people about how to protect the remaining birds in the wild.
And they do such a great job with Wild Ontario in their presentations. And boy, the families, especially the kids, you know, it's a chance to get up close with these birds and learn so much information.
Mm-hmm. You can get so close to them. It's amazing. Like the last time they were at Wildwood, we got right up close to the owls. And I swear they were just like, I made eye contact with them, and it was wild.
Emily staring down the owls. There you go.
Yeah.
So that is happening tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and that's a meeting at the Visitor Center. Is that right?
Yes. And then at 1 p.m., we have the Bird Brain Hike. So that is going through the Dr. Murray Forest, and it's a guided hike with some activities for kids that are bird-themed along the way.
And there is such a variety of birds that you just might not even be aware of, birds in the wild, if you will, at Wildwood Conservation Area. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I found that even with last week's program, the Stream Safari, I was blown away by how much they were finding in terms of species in the water. And so I think it'll be a similar story with the bird hike.
Okay, so it's called the Bird Brains Hike, and that happens at 1 o'clock, and you're asked to meet at Campground B parking lot. And again, for something like that, especially the rain that we have had, I would imagine, dress accordingly.
Yes. Like you said at the beginning, the weather looks pretty good. But yeah, always dress accordingly, take a look at the forecast, and regardless, we'll have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. So two big events happening again Saturday at Wildwood Conservation Area. And we should say too, Emily, you know, even from last week, if there is rain or inclement weather, Wildwood Conservation Area is able to pivot so these family events can keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And we just post those updates on social media and keep everyone up to date. And yeah, we'll have updates throughout the park if that happens. But Jamie, I don't think tomorrow it's going to be an issue. I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
You bet. And a reminder for the family hike, it's on the Green Trail. And this is free for all campers and season pass holders for both events. And the great thing is regular day use fee of just $15 per vehicle applies. And you can take in both events that day.
Yep, absolutely. So, pretty great entertainment for the day.
Yeah, $15 per vehicle. So there you go. Bring the whole family out and check it out at Wildwood Conservation Area. And, of course, we'll pass along all the details available on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And maybe next time we can get Emily close to the snakes.
No, there's another opportunity coming up.
Okay. And, of course, we will chat about that down the road. Emily Chandler with the Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Jamie.